Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, finally today, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum has just appointed a new director, Peggy Fogelman. She's currently director of collections at the Morgan Library and Museum in New York.
Fogelman grew up in Connecticut and served as director of education and interpretation at the Peabody Essex Museum before moving to New York, where she was chairman of education at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Fogelman replaces Ann Hawley, who served as the Gardner's director for 26 years. Peggy Fogelman is at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum right now, and she joins us. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you, Megmont. It's really wonderful to be here.
It's great to have you. Welcome back to New England, I should say. So you told the Boston Globe that becoming a director of a museum wasn't necessarily your intent, but that with the Gardner, it was a dance of seduction. So what finally seduced you?
Oh, there's so much about the museum that just made me fall in love with it. But just to name a few things, it's first and foremost, it is an unbelievably unique experience to be here. It has an unmatched setting, superb collections, and a real sense of intimacy between people and art, between people and people around the works of art. So the experience of the Gardner is very, very special. Mm-hmm. And then add on to that, you know, the limitless number of stories and narratives that one can tell from the permanent collection, and the fact that in Mrs. Gardner's day and continuing to today, it's always been a real hotbed of creativity and the exchange of ideas. And there are very few places that are such a singular personal vision of one remarkable and extraordinary woman that have, through its whole history, forever been dedicated to public enjoyment and education and have really taken that mission to heart.
So I want to talk with you about that in just a second, but you know, you talked about the narrative possibilities that exist within the collection, but the Gardner itself as an institution has sort of wound its way in and out of the narrative of your own life. You know, tell us about a couple of the points of connection you've had with the museum since you were a child.
Well, I really would date my first experience of the Gardner to my college years.
Mm-hmm.
My brother has lived in Boston for over 30 years, so I did come to Boston to visit him and came to the Gardner during college, and then I went to graduate school at Brown, and so, of course, it was very close by, and I could come here often, and actually I have a personal connection with Titian's Rape of Europa, which is one of the great masterpieces in the Gardner collection, because in a Renaissance and Baroque course that I was taking at Brown, the professor showed a blow-up on the projection screen of a very, you know, small detail of the flesh of Europa, and you could see just the magnificent and masterful brushstrokes that right. Titian used to make that flesh, and I was just so mesmerized by that. And then in more recent years, my nephew was a participant in the multi-visit school program here, and my ability to drag him to museums throughout his youth with very little resistance is a direct result of his Gardner experience, so I'm very grateful to the museum.
Well, let me ask you, your professional background is very, very interesting for a museum director today because, as we mentioned earlier, you were director of education and interpretation at the Peabody Essex, and then you were also chairman of education at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So this idea of art education and outreach is obviously an important part of your background. But at the same time, you're coming to an institution who, while very vital and part of the community today, also has the duty of preserving Isabella Stewart Gardner's original vision for the institution. So how do you see those things, you know, in the last minute that we have here, how do you see those things coming together as you move forward as director?
I think I take a lot of inspiration from our founder, who surrounded herself with artists and writers and musicians and thought leaders of her day, and that's still very much, that's her legacy and still very much a continuing mission for the Gardner. And of course, the collection remains paramount. In terms of my career, I care immensely about objects, and I care enormously about people, and most of all, I concern myself with the intersection between those, and that's why I went into museum work, and that's what the Gardner really is all about and has been all about since Mrs. Gardner's day. So it's really a thrill for me to be bringing that experience to bear on an institution that has been so beloved and so treasured by so many.
Mm. Well, Peggy Fogelman, this was just the briefest of introductions, but promise us that you'll come back to Radio Boston and we'll talk about museums in the 21st century, about the digital world, about security, about everything that's possible when we're talking about the Gardner Museum.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Terrific. Well, Peggy Fogelman has just been named the director, the new director of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.